Luke, the 12th chapter, and verse 22, he's saying to his disciples to not be to not worry and to not be fearful. And he said unto his disciples, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek ye not what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God. Seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." You may be seated. Just, you know, this little passage here about the grass, you know, and how it's here today, gone tomorrow. The flowers, they come up and they go away. And the mention of the fact that one little lily is taken care of in such a degree that it even says that Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. There's something special about the handiwork of God. And the whole lesson is to tell us that he really cares about his children. He really cares about his children. He really cares about you. God cares about you. Amen. He cares about you so much that he took the writer Luke here, took time to inspire him to write these words to remind his people everywhere and in all times that God cares about you. Amen. It's just like God himself writing a love letter to all of his people saying, "I just want you to know I love you." Amen. I love you. Amen. And then he says, consider the things that are here today and gone tomorrow. You know, they may not be significant. They may not even be noticeable by most people. They're just out there, maybe standing alone in a field. They come up, they go away. Nobody pays attention. Nobody knows. But I care, and I clothe it. I take care of it. And the little creatures, I provide food for them, and I provide a shelter for them. I make a way for them, and I'm there for them. But I'm really wanting you to know that I'm really, 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 really here for you. It's God saying to us, "I am your provider. I am the one that takes care of you. I clothe you. I feed you. So don't worry. Don't be afraid. Regardless of what you don't have or what you don't seem to be able to accomplish, I'm taking care of you." Amen. Praise God. If I take care of the grass that's here today and gone tomorrow, and that's not even my child, amen, how much more will I take care of you? And you're going to be here for a while. And during this lifetime, I'll take care of you, saith the Lord. Amen. Now, we try to take care of ourselves, and we do what we can, but we can't always do all that needs to be done. Amen. I can't always do everything that I want to do. I can't make myself taller. I can't make, I can do some things to make myself thinner if I will. But I can't make myself taller. There are some things that we cannot do for ourselves. And there are some things we could foolishly ask God to do, and He may not see fit to do those things. I've never asked God to make me taller. For some reason, I don't have faith to believe that that's going to happen. Amen. And I don't really ask God to take this weight off of me because for something down inside tells me He's going to say, there's something there that you can do. Faith without works is dead. Amen. So, there's some things, there's some things we already know the answer to our prayer before we even pray the prayer. And so we just need to give thanks to God in this fat body that God puts up with us anyhow, and just ask Him for grace and mercy and tolerance until we can somehow get enough of what it takes to want to do this enough to get it done. Amen. But there's one thing we should always never forget. That's the One who cares for us, loves for us, sees after us, and watches over us, and does not want us to be afraid, and doesn't want us to worry. Amen. If He loves us that much, then we need to love Him a whole lot. It doesn't need to be one-sided. Amen. If there's any small thing that you take care of, if there's anything that you have that's special to you, is there anything that you spend time with that you make it look good, you take care of it, you keep it around through the years, or even if it was there for a short time, maybe an automobile that you bought new or something, did you not really take care of it and take time with it and enjoy being with it? And so just as God, He has the grass here today, gone tomorrow. The lily of the field, it's here, it's gone. But He's saying, I care about those things. I make them special. I enjoy my handiwork. I take time and I do something special for the little things. But I really care about you. Don't you be afraid, and don't you take thought on how you're going to take care of yourself, because I'm here to take care of you. Amen. If He'll do that for us, then we need to consider our ways. If we have a lot of little things we enjoy, let's never forget that we must take time to say, Jesus, I really love you. I really love you. I really enjoy being with you. I really want to spend time with you, because He's a jealous God. Amen. He's a caring God, but He's a jealous God. God has a right to be jealous. If He's done all that He's done to make it possible that we can have comfort, that we can have joy, that we can have peace, that we can have enjoyment in life, and then He's expressed it to us. In so many words in the Bible, He's expressed Himself saying, oh, how much I care for you. Oh, how much I love you. I have given myself for you. Amen. If He's done that for us, then He doesn't need to see us putting anything before Him in our lives. Praise God. Praise God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. It's not a rule that says you better seek first the kingdom of God, but it's God expressing a way that we can say back to Him, I love you too, Lord. Amen. I love you too. I thank you for loving me, and I love you too. I thank you for taking time with me, and Lord, I want to take some time with you. Praise God. It was always special to me when my dad took time out of his busy schedule. He had a lot to do, a lot going on, many things to take care of, many responsibilities, a lot of people leaning on him, looking to him, and his time was stretched pretty thin. But it was a special moment when he would take time just to stop everything he was doing and come over to me and say, hey, why don't we just get in the car and go somewhere? Amen. Amen. Those are special moments. Those are moments I can remember them almost. I suppose I can remember all of those moments because they were so special. I remember just the few minutes we took just to drive to a different city, just to walk around and look in the pawn shops to see what was there. Amen. Nothing in particular on our mind to do except just spend a little time together, Dad and Son. And we drove, not a whole lot to say, nothing on the agenda, no plans. He just happened to come on the spur of a moment and said, "Son, why don't we just get in the car and go somewhere?" Amen. That was special. Amen. Are those times when all of a sudden, just in the middle of a busy day, a lot going on, my dad would look over at me and say, "About time for us to do a little fishing, right?" And I'd say, "Yeah." He said, "Let's stop everything and go fishing." Amen. And we would just drop everything we were doing and go get our stuff together. And he always had it ready in the closets, and if I hadn't got to it and messed it up. And it was ready for us. And we'd put that, we knew just what to do, put that boat on the car. And before Mother could catch us, we were headed out. Because if she saw us quick enough, she'd find some more things for us to do. Amen. And we usually would just head out, and we had those CB radios, and we'd be on the road on our way to the lake, and then we had CB radios in the house too, with a lot of extra booster power and so forth. And she was the pigeon, and he was the old ship, and I was the music man. And we'd get about halfway to the fishing place, and he'd say, "Break, break, pigeon, you there? Music man and I decided to go fishing. Is that a 10-4? And she'd say, "Well, where are you now, old ship?" "Well, we're almost to the river." "Oh, okay. Well, I had a few things in mind that I needed you to do, but I guess since y'all just have a good time." And when we got through, it's glad we took off, and we did. Amen. I just love to spend some time with Jesus. Can you imagine what all God is taking care of right now? How many things He is holding together? How many people who are leaning on Him and looking to Him and depending on Him? And it's everywhere. Life and death struggles. Crazy things happening in the world. And yet, in this little place tonight, right here, for some reason, I felt a little nudge. It felt, I believe, came from God, just to tell you, somebody up there wants to spend just a moment with you to let you know I still care for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just care for you. And all the things He's doing, He still wants you to know, hey, it's good to spend some time, just you and the Lord. Praise God. He's never too busy. He's never in such a hurry that He can't listen to what you've got to say. He's never too busy to take time to consider what it is that you need. So would you say with me, "Jesus, I love you too." Now let's stand and praise Him tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. 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 I had this little girlfriend when I was a teenager, and I had wanted her to be my girlfriend for a long time. And I would tell her I love her. Her name was Belinda. I would write her name over and over on my notebooks. I love Belinda. I love Belinda. I love Belinda. I love Belinda. And I could just picture us together forever, you know. Belinda plus Rendell. Rendell plus Belinda. Just Belinda. Oh, she was on my heart. And so those moments that I would get to see her would be at church. She would come to church, and I'd be at church, and that was my excuse to be near her. And I remember she played the accordion in church, and I wrote a poem, because every time church was over, I'd put her accordion up for her. And I wrote a poem about being her accordion putter-upper. And as long as I can remain your accordion putter-upper, I will be the happiest young man in the world. And there were a few times I dared to look over at her in a moment when we would finally have a moment together alone. And I'd say, "Belinda." She'd say, "Uh-huh." I say, I love you. And she'd just look at me, wouldn't say a word. Amen. But I'd still put a recording up. Then I'd try it again a few weeks later. Hey, Belinda, I love you. And one night, I said it, and she just made my bells ring. I said, Belinda, I love you. And she smiled and said, I love you too. How many times does God tell us He loves us? In so many ways. And we just look. We just go on about our way. Don't you think it'd be good for us to just start expressing it more and more? I mean, these earthly things, these carnal things, these natural things, me and Belinda, if that means a lot to a person, if you can think of somebody in your life that it was special to you, when you actually realize that person expressed, I care about you too. Amen. This is just a small way of being reminded that we should make sure that we tell Jesus really how we feel. Because He tells us so over and over. Let's thank Him again. Praise the name of Jesus.